Stanley Foster, Reel 1. So can you tell me first of all, where were you born?
Plymouth.
Yeah. Just give me the date again.
8/3/25.
Yeah. And what did your father do?
He was a dock, a checker in the docks. Uh-huh. Two stocks.
Yeah. And what did your mum do?
Mother was just a housewife.
Yeah. And did you have any brothers and sisters?
No. I was the only one.
You were the only one. Yeah. Where did you go to school?
Prince Rock. Cadown and then Prince Rock. Cadown School. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. What age did you leave school?
Joined the army when I was about 14 and a half.
Right.
Went in the building line.
You went in the building, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do in the building?
We learned plastering.
Uh huh. And was that something you went back to later, plastering?
No, because the simple reason was that. There was no pension behind it.
Uh-huh.
When I came out of the army, I thought, try to get someone with a pension.
Yeah.
You had to look forward, didn't you?
Yeah. So what was life like when you were 14 and a half and you started work?
Well, it was, we had the bombing here, mm-hmm. and we were bombed out of our house. We had an incendiary bomb there. The father went and put it out, and 10 minutes later, the house was blown up.
The house was blown up?
We're lucky, really.
So that was 1939 when mm-hmm. you left school then,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And you stayed working in the building, did you?
In the building, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go in the TA or anything?
I joined the Home Guard.
Sorry?
I joined the Home Guard.
Yeah, Home Guard, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, so when did you join that?
I joined that, when I...
Roughly. Do you remember how old you were?
We're 16, somewhere.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what did you do in the Home Guard?
We just, drilled down to a Lego Wilson building, done a lot of drilling and firing the Lewis gun and things like that.
So you
we did have a rifle. I think it was a 300.
You had a rifle, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So you had reasonable equipment.
Yeah, as long as you had the right ammunition.
Mm-hmm. Did you always have the right ammunition?
No, because I had a 300 and 303. And even when you were in the army, you had to check whether you had the right one.
So Plymouth took quite a battering, didn't it?
Oh yes, took quite a battering. Mm.
So the Home Guard here was really quite important, wasn't mm-hmm. it, with the amount of bombs?
When they had landmines, they exploded in them before they hit the ground.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen them in any other city, I don't think.
Oh right, and they dropped those over mm-hmm. Plymouth, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, could you just keep your feet still? I can just hear a bit of a squeaking. So we have to watch for distractions for someone listening. So you stayed in the Home Guard,
mm-hmm.
and you obviously knew you were going to be called up, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so...
What did you feel about that?
Well, I thought a volunteer, just, you know... A volunteer went to the General Service Corps.
Right.
I was 18 to 12.
Right, but and how old were you then?
I was 17 and a half, because you had to go to the General Service Corps and went straight into the Hampshire Regiment. Because
right.
the Hampshire Regiment was the only one that took under age of 18.
Right. So you volunteered. Where did you go to volunteer? Office or?
Yeah, we went to the Hampshire Regiment. Yeah, I went here with the Hampshire Regiment. And then we were transferred over to the Oxen Books at...
We'll get to that bit later, I think. I'm just trying to... I'd like you to tell me, if you can remember, about the day you actually went and volunteered. Where you went to, can you remember?
Yeah, I went to Plymouth, down here. Place in Plymouth. And...
What, did the Hampshire Regiment have an office there? Or
no, General Service Corps it was.
General Service Corps. Right. So you went...
But they had to put you in the Hampshires, because the Hampshires were the only one that took them under the age of 18.
Right. So where did you actually go when you joined up?
I think we went straight up to Leekatool Barracks at Colchester. Leekatool Barracks at Colchester.
Colchester, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
so what was it like when you arrived there? How did you get there?
By train mm-hmm. and then lorry, like that.
So what did you feel about being a soldier?
Well, I think it was enlightenment, really. It's just learning new things and... They asked what you did in Civvy Street.
Yeah.
And I told them I was plastering. They said, well, we'll make you a driver.
Oh, right.
The
usual army thing.
The usual army.
Yeah. So what did your mum and dad think about you joining up?
Well, mum was a bit worried, but dad was a bit, he was all right. He was in the army.
Was he? Mm-hmm. Was he in the First War?
Yeah, I got a photograph of him up there.
Oh, right, yeah. Mm. So, did he give you any advice about going?
No, you just got to, you know, use your head like when you do go there. Mm-hmm. And,
But your mum was a bit worried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only natural. Her little boy going off. Yeah. Mm. So what was it like when you got to the barracks at Colchester? Can you remember arriving on that lorry?
Well, it was quite strict. And
what did they do with you when you arrived? Did they?
They just give you uniforms and they made sure that you knew you were in the light infantry.
Right.
Everything was, you know, light infantry, no messing around, you know. And when you did march, you had to march at their speed, which is quite a fast speed. And the drill was twice as fast as everywhere else.
So did you, once you've been issued with your uniform, what weapons did they issue you with?
Just a rifle. Uh-huh. And then when they decided to teach us driving, they decided to put me in with a brain gun carrier. So then I learned on the brain gun.
Right. So let's go back to the very basic training you had at Colchester. Mm. What sort of training did you get? You did drilling.
Drilling.
Can you remember any of your drill instructors?
Not offhand, no. Yeah. But
how did they treat you?
There was one, the RSM, he was pretty good. Tom Tyler, he was called. And Tom Tyler.
Tyler.
And he was a very, you know, I don't think he went abroad, because I think he'd gone abroad, he wouldn't have lasted. And
really?
He was like that.
Why is that?
He was above strictness, you know.
Right, he's very, very strict.
Very strict, yeah.
How did he punish people? Did he shout at people?
Well, I think he did in his own way, you know. And they're pretty much broad, the best, you know. Mm. Best
in. How did you get on with the drilling?
I got on all right with the drilling. They used to come up with some queer things. Like we went on a scheme down to the South Downs. 14-day scheme, and by this time we were transferred over to the 4D-Day in Faversham. And,
we'll come to that when we get there, because
yeah.
We're going to go all the way through, okay? Mm. So you can tell me about that scheme then. So when you were at Colchester, did you do any schemes then?
Not many schemes there, mostly drilling, and then there was, we had a bout of... what do you call it? Sickness.
Mm. Oh,
so what they was sort of a flu thing. Mm-hmm. So they got us up an hour before the valley and took us for a nice run to get fresh air in your lungs.
Yeah.
That was our cure.
Right. What was your barracks like that you were living in?
4-story high. Mm-hmm. And verandas out there and things like that. Just only palliasse, you know, things. And
were they quite comfortable?
Well, not too bad.
Did you make friends?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm. In fact, the chappy, Mr. New, he joined the same time as me. And in fact, we got into A Company and we more or less got together.
Right, yeah.
And they made us into that was the first battalion of Oxford Books.
Right, yeah. So, keeping with the basic training, did you... did you do any guard duties at Colchester?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that like?
That was, if you did the main guard, what they call the main guard was, you had what they call a stick guard. If you all turned out smart, then you were, the man who got the stick was taking off guard duties.
Oh, right.
So you had the main guard, picket guard and transport. So one for picket lines, one for transport, and one for the main guard. The main guard ought to be the best, because in case any big wigs come up, you ought to stand the guard too.
So you were part of the Hampshire Regiment. Were there all the NCOs, were they quite proud of being in the Hampshires?
By this time we had transferred from the Hampshires. It was very, very quick from 17th of the 3rd, 43, to the 3rd of the 7th, 43, and we went to the Oxen Books.
Right, so you joined up in December, 42, and then in the July, 43, you went over to the Oxen Books. Right, so how did you hear that you were going to be moved across?
Well, just when your age come up, they just transferred you over.
Right, so it's when you were 18.
And the Oxen Books then was part of the 42nd Armoured Divi. So we trained with the Armoured.
Right. So where was the Oxen Books? Where did they actually send you?
We went to Colchester. And then we went down in Wiltshire. Camp in Wiltshire. With a big lake in.
A big lake?
Yeah, not very far outside of Wiltshire, between Wiltshire, about 15 miles from Salisbury. Because if you wanted to go home, you had to go back to Salisbury, catch a train to come down again.
So what was it like joining the Oxen Books?
It was very, very good, because apparently on the Bengal Carrier, they did all sorts of things. They took us down to a lake one day, and the day before they'd have gone around and filled in all the holes in the carrier, and they decided to put the carrier in the lake. Yeah, and the actual, when you were in the lake, the tracks acted as propellers. So when you want to turn, you stop one wheel and you turn around, or else turn the wheel halfway and you would slow down, just to see whether it would work. But it worked until you tried to get out. And when you tried to get out, you couldn't get out of the mud.
Really?
You had to get someone at the other end with a rope. But they had things in the front you could put a grapple on. But there was all sorts of things you learned.
Yeah. So they were trying that out to see if it would work, yeah. So having been an infantryman, you're now going to be a Bren gun, are you?
Bren gun carrier, yeah.
Right. So what did you have? What did they teach you there?
They taught you the engine and everything else, what to do, and anything went wrong with it. And what happened with the Bengal carrier crew, if you went into action, say a section went up on the right-hand side of a road, the Bengal went on the left-hand side to give them cover and fire.
So how did they teach you all this? They taught you to drive, first of all, did they? Yeah. What did you learn to drive on?
First on a 1500 weight Bedford. Mm-hmm. And then you went on then to a 3-ton Bedford. And then you went on the carriers. Right. But they taught you more that... Before they taught you everything, they taught you what went on the engine before they taught you driving.
Right.
So that when you were driving, you knew why you doubled your clutch and everything else.
Yeah.
They're very thorough.
Do you remember your driving instructor?
Mm-hmm. Very, very thorough. Very. You know.
What was he like, your instructor?
Oh, you're very interesting, because he said to you, the reason why you do that is so-and-so. The reason why you don't do that is so-and-so. And we'll betide you if you try to change the clutch, which some of them try to.
So did everyone enjoy learning to drive?
Yes, I think so, yeah. It was something, you know, of course we were in a motorised, the 42nd Armoured, so we had to more or less keep up with them. We were semi, you know, not so much infantry, but semi 42nd Armoured.
Yeah. So how did you get on with the people who were already in the Oxen Books? Because there were quite a lot of experienced soldiers, weren't there?
Oh, yeah. But got on all of them, sergeants and the corporals and... You know, just kept your nose clean, that was it.
Mm-hmm. What was the accommodation like? What sort of barracks were you in?
More or less, well, like a normal barracks. We were under canvas once. We went down to South Downs, down to Brighton. Mm-hmm. And we were under canvas.
That was on a scheme, was it?
That was on a scheme, and it rained all the time over there. And,
so how did they teach you about the crewing of the Bren gun? Because you've all got particular jobs, haven't you?
Yeah. But then the man who was like driving the Bren gun car, he's number two, who had the Bren gun, he could drive as well.
Right.
That's what happened to me. That's where I got blown up later on. I'll say that later on. Because you had to go two of you. One had a Bren gun and one drove.
And there were just two on the carrier, mm-hmm. were there? Yeah. So which did you want to do? Did you want to be a gunner?
Well, you could relieve each other. You didn't have to. They didn't limit you to say, you want to go all the time. And they used to say, change around, so that you both kept your hand in.
So tell me about some of the schemes you went on when you were at Wiltshire.
We went to one 14-day scheme, and that was done on the South Downs. But that, what you done, you dug in, mm-hmm. and then they had this like mortar thing, and then you learn how to advance. And they had 25 pounders down there, 25 pounders, you know, give you covering fire, and not to move too fast. You had to move to a certain. And the covering fire lasted for about 4 minutes, then you could only go 100 yards, and then they raise it and things like that.
Oh, right, yeah. So you were learning quite a lot of field craft then, mm-hmm. yeah. What else did they teach you? Did you do any trench digging? Or?
Oh, yeah, I did all that, and it's that and the South Downs and Salisbury, so I went out in Salisbury as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you had the little small entrenching tool.
Was that an effective tool?
Not very, not like a spade. I think it's one little small thing, like, you know. Took you ages to do it. But we dug trenches, whereas the Americans dug round ones. We dug a trench you could get two or three in, see? Mm.
Right. So that was the way you were taught.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was the food like there?
Basic, in fact, that if you were in the line and you come on the schemes, they had fuel kitchens. And they were better than they were, more or less, when they were in the, you know.
Really?
Where they could do more with a fuel kitchen.
What sort of fuel kitchens were they? Were they
in lorries? Mud and things like that, made them up.
Mm.
Mm.
Okay.
They had a fuel kitchen. They're very good. Very good heat on that.
Yeah. So what sort of food were you getting?
Well, just only like bully beef and things like that. We didn't go to winter, we went abroad, we got on the compo bar.
So what did you do in your spare time when you were in Wiltshire? Did you get any time off?
Well, yeah, we go to the cinemas and things like that, and things like just that's all.
In Salisbury, was that?
Salisbury, so, but the cat Salisbury was quite a way there. You just had the nappy more or less, and things like that.
Was the nappy good?
Nappy was very good, yeah.
What did you buy in there?
Well, you used any tea and biscuits and things like that. There wasn't a big selection.
Did you have particular friends?
Oh, yeah, that Ken, who was, and then another one there that we went to. He died some time ago. He was a Lord Mayor of Faversham.
Oh, yeah. What was his name?
George Newbury.
George Newbury.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. In fact, he died at a function.
Uh-huh.
And he was... We went to Faversham, and we laid wreaths up in Faversham.
Oh, right. So what else did you do in your spare time? Did you meet any of the local people?
Not so much... There, more so when we were in Faversham, we met more More of the local people.
But you moved to Faversham, did you, after?
Yeah, I moved to Kent. Right. Yeah, in Faversham.
Right. So when you were with the Oxen Bucks in Wiltshire, what else did you do there?
I wonder.
What else did they teach you?
Just only, you know, gun training and things like that. And just,
yeah.
They didn't teach you much about tactics or things like that. Just, stoppages on the guns and things like that, mm-hmm. and all the other things.
Yeah. Do you remember which platoon you were in?
Yeah, we were in A Company, number one. A Company, yeah. I know we were in A Company.
Yeah. So did you have any idea what you were being trained for, what you were going to be used for?
Yeah, they said someone, well, we knew that when they took us out of the 42nd and put us in with the division of the Welsh, food, the Welsh,
right.
Welsh Divi.
Yes.
And then they said we were making that up to make a Welsh Divi. And we were getting ready for D-Day.
Right. So, you went to the Oxen Bucks in July 43, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, so how long were you there with them in Wiltshire?
So we went to Faversham.
Right. Do you know when that was?
I think it was about 8 months before, no, 6 months before D-Day.
Right, okay. So that was about sort of November
mm-hmm.
1943.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what was it like at Faversham? Was it the same sort of barracks? Or?
Yes, on top of a big hill. And you had huts. And you could go down the town. A lot of the huts were into the orchards.
Oh, yeah.
Cherry orchards.
Yeah. So you had wooden huts.
Wooden huts as well.
In the orchards, yeah. So, I mean, you were there in the winter at first, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what was that Christmas like? Can you remember that Christmas?
Yes, it was quite cold out there. That's where we went. So we went on a scheme down in the South Downs. Halfway back, the CO decided to stop the train and force marshals back to the barracks.
Really?
And a lot of empty space. Yeah, I suppose it was to get you fit, like, you know.
Did you do a lot of physical training?
Not so much physical training, just the time you did your own training, you had enough.
They kept you pretty busy, did they?
Yeah.
Did you notice that you were getting much fitter?
Yeah, we quite, never put on much weight or anything like that.
Do you think you'd altered much by then, since you first joined up?
I think you got a bit more, recognised, you know, you were growing up, you were getting,
Yeah. So when you were at Salisbury or Faversham, did you have any home leave?
Oh yeah, you could come home on, come on.
What was it like coming home? You had quite a journey, did you?
Yeah, the train weren't all that fast. But, I had a friend at Bristol, and Tommy got there every time to come back. Because they come in and picked us up and brought us back, so we had some days of fuel punishment.
So you went to stay with his friend in Bristol when you had leave, did you?
Yeah, I went with them. The time we got to his place, it was time to come back again.
Really? How long did you get for your leave?
I think it was about 7 days, but the time we got there with the train, and we had some friends in London. We could go to London sometimes.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was London like then?
Oh, very good. They kept pigs in the back of the gardens and things like that,
yeah.
Different beer things.
Where did your friends live in London?
Bayswater. I know it was it was queer to describe it, because apparently he said to me, you go over there, the pubs are open until 9, you go over there at 10, it's on a border, and you could go in different pubs at different times. And didn't see any big shows or anything like that. Couldn't see anything.
Was London quite busy then? A lot of soldiers in the middle,
yeah,
of the night?
Yeah. Of course, they got that other big place up there, haven't they? Big Naffy up there. Mm-hmm.
Where was that?
In Sydney. I was in the centre of London. I was. I think I had one. I had a proper cutthroat shaver as well. They were quite. Yeah.
Did all the girls like the men in uniform?
Yeah, because when I got afterwards, later on, we got in the REs, that's where I met the wife.
Right.
She was in the ATS in Nottingham.
In Nottingham?
Mm-hmm.
So, life went on at Faversham, and you did quite a few schemes there, did you?
Yeah, quite a few. You did one with landmines. One company went and laid them in one field, another company come and laid them in another field, and then you had to switch companies and try to find the other ones.
What sort of mines were those?
Telemines. To make it re-elastic, I took the pins out. So it could have gone off.
Right.
And what they forgot to do, they forgot to put down how many mines they laid. So we had these little bayonets in it, and they had to go like that and chap and everything. I think I'm laying on one. I said, don't move. And, we managed to what we thought got them all up. And by this time, nightfall came, and the next field, two fields up, was cows. So we put all the pins back in. Into the, made them all secure, put them all back in the trucks, but nobody ever thought of counting them. As we were coming away, two explosions. Two of the cows had come down and found two. So there was a quarter inquiry over that. And then on South End, we did fixed lines with the bang guns. And they all meet. And what they didn't realise it. Where they were firing was electric.
What, electric cable?
they put half a ton of... So, some of the things, it was comical,
So it was quite disorganised in some ways.
The thing is that I never thought of kind of things they were looking like, it's like everything else. When we went into the war, we weren't prepared, right? With the rifles and things like that we had.